sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Lori Handlers, and of course, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, the show. I am excited to be here, and I have this huge question for all of you. You know, I don't know about you, but have you, or me for that matter, but lately I was inspired to ask myself this question, and I'm asking it to you. Have you ever wondered what happened to the good old days of vaudeville and burlesque? They seem to have been replaced by what I consider to be raunchy MTV videos and pole or lap dancing. And I don't know if these portrayals of sex, I mean the pole and lap dancing and the MTV videos, I don't know if these portrayals make us happy. And I don't even know if they make us feel sexy. I just don't know. It's a huge question for me. I have a lot of issues about the MTV videos and kids these days watching them because I feel like that's how they're learning about sex. They're also going on the internet and watching porn, which wasn't available to me when I was growing up. And you know I'm not a prude about sex. I wouldn't be doing this show if I wasn't. But I have concerns that the whole world seems to be undulating to and grinding hips. And I just don't know if that's not making me any happier. I have news for you. And it's not making me feel sexier. It isn't. I'm just not a person who I think could pole dance. And I'm, you know, I love to dance. I don't know. This stuff has been swimming around with me for a really long time in my head. You know, what is all this really explicit kind of raunchy sex going on? So I went to a show a few weeks ago, and I had no idea that this was going to be part of it. It was an art extravaganza in Phoenix, and there was this amazing kind of vaudeville show. And it's called Romantasy Cabaret, and the host of Romantasy Cabaret is a woman named Lucy Marles. You know, that's not her real name, but that's her stage name. And she was amazing, and the performance was amazing. And I said, I have to take this question to my listeners, and I have to bring this question to my show. So it's my honor today to have Lucy Marles as my guest, and we're going to talk to her about vaudeville and burlesque and striptease and how it might affect our sex and happiness. So, Lucy, thank you for being on my show. Thank you for accepting my invitation to come on the show today. And hopefully my rant provoked some some ideas with you in terms of what you're doing versus what's really happening today on the internet and on TV and so on. Got any thoughts about that?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm honored and flattered that you asked me to be a part of your show, and I love what you're doing. And yes, actually, I have a lot of thoughts. I became involved in burlesque almost kind of accidentally / coincidentally. I was studying and researching circuses. I've been a little bit obsessed with circuses and carnivals, and then that led me into some research about vaudeville, which then led me into the birth and the growing of burlesque and cabaret. And it was really interesting going back in history and seeing the very many challenges that women have faced, sort of bringing sensuality to the forefront, and then seeing how dramatically different it is now, you know, with regard to what you said about sort of the raunchy, in-your-face, MTV sort of grindy stuff that's just really, I almost feel like that almost dumbs us down. It's almost insulting.
It does.
I feel like it's...
There's no question about it. I don't know if it dumbs us down, people like you and I, because we're fairly adult. But I think it robs young people of an experience of sensuality because they're rushing to be so sexy. What they think.
Well, I agree with you. It robs young people. First of all, it is very misleading to them that is how sex is supposed to be. Sex is supposed to be fast and furious and at times violent and, you know, very overt. It's all.
And wait a minute. And you're supposed to call, you're supposed to be called a bitch or a hoe.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're a woman, and
right.
You might even be called a bitch if you're a man.
Right.
And you're going to be called a dog.
And if you're the female, you're also going to be submissive at all times.
Right.
I also think it's insulting to women and it's misleading to men because as young men start to come into their sexuality, this is what they're being fed. And I also feel like there's a great gap in parenting these days with people actually sitting down with their young ones and discussing it with them in an intelligent fashion. So a lot of kids are kind of left to their own devices, and it's just very misleading to so many people. And suddenly we've lost that whole long, slow, drawn out, tempestuous, teasing, coy, flirtatious courtship. The thing that makes your heart patter, the thing that makes your palms sweat, the thing that makes your hands shake, and it just builds and builds. And that, in essence, that's the foreplay of a relationship.
I love that. You know, I just love what you said. That's so steamy.
And that's you what that is.
What you just said reminds me of, you know, Streetcar Named Desire. Not that, I mean, it just, that's exactly why I wanted you really to be my guest on this show, because I saw the performances that you obviously have coached people to put on. And I saw the audience go wild. I saw people go wild, and not wild in a way of wanting to riot. Not the kind of wild that incites people to riot and break the law, but to go wild in their senses of anticipation.
We've had countless people approach us after performances. We've had women approach us and applaud us and thank us for demonstrating the female form in all different shapes and sizes, all different colors and backgrounds and different ages, and also making them feel almost as if, wait, I'm not just this average, normal housewife type person. I actually could be that girl. And we've had men come up and thank us and say, thank you for bringing back something that's been lost, and thank you for what I got on the way home, or what I got when I got home, because it really entices couples to go back to the way things used to be rather than rushing right to the finale, if you will.
Well, you know, for years I have been teaching sex education, and I specialized in the field of Tantra. And so I've been teaching men in particular to slow down and to forego ejaculation for all the delights that could happen if they mimicked sting and started to try to make love for 10 hours.
Right.
At the same time, I've encouraged women to increase their capacity for pleasure.
Right.
By slowing down. And by
right.
receiving more, 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 more. And what you're talking about is, you know, it's not even what you're talking about. It's what you live and what you present is, in my book, you know, the old fashioned, probably European and American version of, because I don't really know where vaudeville started. Maybe it started in America, but you're bringing back sort of a Western tradition that could be compared to slow sex.
Right.
You know, like just the whole anticipatory thing of.
It's kind of like when you go, let's say you go to a fancy restaurant, and I don't know about you, but I'm definitely not wealthy and I don't have all sorts of money to go to nice restaurants. So if there is an occasion where I can go and I sit down and I know I'm going to be plunking down $100 or $200 at this restaurant, I'm not going to just voraciously scarf down my crab legs. I want to experience looking at it and seeing how beautiful it is on the plate and smelling it and then slowly cracking it open and looking at the layers inside and dunking it in the butter and then smelling it again and then letting it almost melt in my mouth. And that's how you get the more enjoyment out of that, if you would, quote unquote, meal. And this, it's very similar to sex and burlesque. And the burlesque is really similar, Lori, to what you're doing with the tantric sex, because we're bringing sort of a performance facet of what happens in the bedroom to the stage and showing how slowing down and almost less is more can be just as delicious, if not more so.
This is good. We're going to pause for a moment here, right on that spot. When we come back, we're going to talk about how the performance slows things down and expands things, expands consciousness, and expands appreciation, which I feel leads to sex and happiness. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, the show, and I'm on the show today. This is Laurie Handlers. I'm on the show today with Lucy Marles, who is the director of a cabaret, which is an old-time burlesque show, an old-time strip show, which is one of the hottest things that I've seen in years. And that's why she's here with me today. I'm very excited to let you all know about this. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back with Lucy Marles.
Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown, and then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and Happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Handlers, the host of Tantra Cafe.
Well, we're back. This is Laurie Handlers. You're listening to the Sex and Happiness Show. My guest today is Lucy Marles, who is the director and really the driving force behind what's called Romantasy Cabaret, which is located in Arizona. And she said something, Lucy, you said something to me earlier in the, just in the last segment where you said something about, well, you're not rich. So when you go out, you don't, and you're spending a lot of money on a meal, you want to savor the meal. You want to smell it, look at it. You want the presentation to be great. You want it to be scrumptious, but not in a hurry. Well, I just wanted to butt in there and say you should be really rich. I think you should be taking this cabaret that you have, and the way you prep people for it, et cetera. I think this should be a national program, and I think you should be rolling in dough.
I absolutely agree. So, if there's any investors out there or sponsors, let me know. Yeah,
I think you could get grants for this. I see this as possibly could possibly go anywhere, but. That's another conversation. We'll have that conversation offline. What I want to talk to you about is what you were talking about, this slow savoring and the people who, the husbands or wives or, you know, even if they're not married, whatever, the people who come to you and write to you and say, wow, it was really different for me after I saw your show. First of all, so let's talk about what happens in the show. Because I saw, I don't know how many performers, I probably saw 15, I don't know, 10 or 15 performers that night.
You saw a very small snippet of what our typical show is.
So how many performers would you have in a typical show?
Oh, boy. Anywhere from between cast and crew members, we have anywhere between 40 to 75 per show. The show is about 3 hours long, and we hold it usually about once every 2 months throughout the year. However, this year we've decided we're going to take a summer hiatus, so we're keeping our shows scheduled during the cooler months when more people are in Arizona since it's a snowbird state.
Do you have a website that people can go to right away? Oh, here it is. No, I don't know. Is it Brown Paper Tickets? What's the website?
Our website is romanticycabaret.com, and romanticy is the combination of the word romance and fantasy. So it's spelled R-O-M-A-N-T-A-S-Y and then cabaret, and that's a .com address. We're also on Facebook, and we're also on Twitter.
Great.
And then in addition to the Romanticy Cabaret, I direct and teach and perform with a burlesque troupe called Vava Voom, burlesque and dance ensemble. My name's Ms. Lucy Morals, and we are also on Facebook and have a website. You can Google Phoenix Burlesque, and that'll take you to our website, and you can see photos of the beautiful women that dance in Vava Voom and also as part of Romanticy Cabaret.
So now that's what I wanted to talk about, like the actual cast and crew. So you said when you go on, you talk about there's about 75 people in all told. And what amazed me was the ages and the sizes and the colors and the shapes.
We have in the burlesque aspect of it in my troupe and in my classes, I've had students as young as 18. I actually have a young lady right now who recently took the stage with us. Actually, at the show that you saw, she just turned 19, and she is probably, we call her our tiny dancer. She's probably about 4'10", and she probably weighs 100 soaking wet, maybe with a rock tied to her ankle. And then we've got women that have danced with us or have been through classes that are close to 60. And we have a lovely, I call her my glamazon. We have an African-American female who is probably about 6 feet or 6'1", who was also on stage that night. We've got young women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, all ages, all backgrounds, all ethnicities, somebody recently told me we're like a bag of Skittles. It's all the different colors. And so my response to that was, well, then come and taste the rainbow.
Listen, and then they wear these amazing costumes. And they do these slow, they have on these long gloves. I've noticed everybody had on those long gloves. And all the old vaudeville kind of songs, like I remember the song, The Minute You Walked in the Joint, I Could Tell You Were a Man of Distinction. I think that's the song that opened. And, you know, all I could think of was all these old, I remember growing up, there was a commercial on TV, I think with Elkie Summer. And it was about the shaving cream. And it was like, she said, take it off, take it all off. And that became like a buzzword for years.
Right.
Your show brought back all these things to me. And the long gloves, and it took a really long time. They took the gloves off. And then they had on some of the dancers or the performers had on long gowns. And some of them had, and then some came out in these, tassel-y kind of little bit flapper-esque outfits with high heels, and everyone had on fishnet stockings. And one of my friends told me recently that he thought that the greatest invention of all mankind was fishnet stockings.
I think a lot of my dancers might agree with him.
And then you had big body women and little body women and little skinny women, and then eventually most of them at some point like undid their bra from, you know, not looking at the audience, from, you know, they would sort of like take the hooks of the bra off from us seeing their hands do that, and then turn around with pasties on, and they had all size boobs. It wasn't, you know, there didn't seem to be any breast enhanced. And there might be, but they just seemed really normal bodies. That was just, to me, that was astounding. I loved it.
We get that compliment often. a lot of times, you know, in the performance world and television and movies and modeling, you know, there are size requirements, and I'm insistent with my troupe and my classes that there are no size requirements as long as a woman can portray confidence, regardless of her age or her size. If she can portray confidence, if she can move her body, if she can squat and stand in heels, you know, with a moderate degree of confidence and stability, you know, it's not all just about being the biggest and best talent. It's really about being on stage and pulling the audience into you and having them realize this could be you. You can do this too. It's not about the stage here is for only the beautiful people. It's only for the classically trained. It's only for the, you know, astute professionals. It's, you know, housewives, mothers, women who have had babies, grandmothers, we have it all. And because every woman is sexy and desirable, if she allows herself to be, and if she explores that aspect, and then we show them that it's, you can do it. It's, you're able
that's
to do
so, it. That is so good. I want to say that again. Do you hear that, everybody? Every woman is sexy and desirable if she gives herself permission to be. I mean,
absolutely.
That's the most powerful thing.
Absolutely. I tell my girls in class when they get frustrated, because when they come to me, they're shy, they're nervous, they have lost sort of their sex appeal in the whole, you know, mother, wife, you know, office worker, drone, or whatever it is that they do in their everyday life. And they come and I push them, and we have tears, we have people get frustrated, and I push them and I push them and I encourage them, and they say, I can't. And I say, you are absolutely not allowed to say, I can't in my classes. You can, you just don't know how yet. And that is why you have come to me. I'm going to show you how, and then you can.
Thank you so much. We're going to break here, but when we come back, I really do want to talk about how long it takes to prepare for a show. I have a number of questions because I think people out there will want to know, and I want them to get in touch with you and maybe find local cabarets if there are any in their area. So when we come back, we'll talk more about how you prepare people, how you coach them, and how you actually, you know, kick them out there and make them fly like little birds out of the nest.
They are my birds. I actually call them my baby birds. That's funny to say that. Yep.
All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to The Sex and Happiness Show with Laurie Handlers, and my guest today is Lucy Marles, and we are talking about romanticy cabaret and the idea of women taking their sensuality and reclaiming their power and their sexiness through burlesque dancing and stripping in the old-fashioned way. So please stay tuned. If you would like to lose weight, a pound a day, with no exercise required, with no hunger, without being on a restrictive diet for the rest of your life, and with no unpleasant side effects, you want to check out HormoneNurse.com, and there you will find out about homeopathic HCG. It's an amazing program for losing weight, which it does not involve suffering. And why I can tell you about this is because I've done the program. It's really amazing. I lost 22 pounds. I'm not really somebody who needed to lose so much weight, but I just felt like I wanted to get my menopausal bulk off, and I did. I'm back to my college body, and I feel amazing. So I want you to check out HormoneNurse.com, HormoneNurse.com, nurse.com, and find out for your very self about HCG, this modern miracle of science.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
Well, we're back from break. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to the Sex and Happiness Show. And my guest today is Lucy Marles, who's telling us about Romantasy Cabaret and how she got involved in vaudeville and in coaching women. I don't know if she calls herself a coach, but I call her a coach, coaching women to really be empowered in their bodies and sexy. And before I bring Lucy back, I just want to remind you that my film, Tantric Tourists, is now released, so you can actually purchase Tantric Tourists. It's a hysterical documentary about me taking people to India on a search for spiritual enlightenment. It's really, really funny. I totally recommend that you get a copy yourself. How you can do that, the absolute best way to get your copy of Tantric Tourists is on Facebook. You go to the Facebook fan page for Tantric Tourists, and you find out there how to order your DVD of this funny, funny film, which has won numerous awards in every film festival that it's been in. Now you can own your own copy of Tantric Tourists. So, Lucy Marles, we're back with you, and we were talking about how you called these women your little birds, and then they fly out of your nest. What's the shortest amount of time that you could put somebody on the stage, and what's the longest amount of time, and how do you get people comfortable with taking off their bras and wearing pasties? These are not the kind of women who we would find in a strip club pole dancing. No. These are not the kind of women who we would find undulating to MTV sounds necessarily. These are women who lost their sexiness somehow on the way, and they're gaining it back. How do you do it? How long does it take? How can people out there do it themselves?
Well, we teach a program of burlesque. It's called Ms. Lucy Morrill's School for Wayward Girls. And they start out taking an 8-week introductory course to burlesque. It's actually more geared towards specifically the Va Va Voom brand of burlesque. And what that means is I take a lot of very vintage characteristics and bring them to the forefront. Sometimes I'll get the younger girls in and they want to do more of what you were talking about before, sort of the pole and the gyrating and the chair dances and the jazz and the high kicks and the raunch and the in your face and the stripper floor work. And we don't really do that. We prefer, we don't look down on it. Our preference is to take sort of a more classical approach where the girls are going to learn how to slowly tease and peel garments off, using the garments sometimes as a prop to sort of add a little sass to it. We work a lot on characters and persona and stage preparation. And even if they don't have a desire to be on stage, because that is not the goal of everyone, some people take it to entice their partners. I've got women who want to do this to spice up their marriage. I've got women who want to do it for their lesbian lovers. I've got people who want to be on stage, or people, I've even had a couple of people who had some very, very dark personal experiences earlier in their lives that they were trying to get over by reacquainting themselves with their sexual entity of self.
That's so good. Just stop there for a second. I just need to know what the question that came to me, I can see how this can be very therapeutic, by the way, cathartic,
yes.
For somebody to get up and do this. When these women who might not want to do it on stage, because obviously there's going to be a lot of listeners listening to this who are not in Phoenix and they're not, maybe they can come and take your course on a vacation. It's even 8 weeks. They can't take the course on a vacation unless they stay here for a long time.
Well, they can sure get a hold of me and have me come out and teach a seminar or a workshop wherever they live, because have feathers, will travel.
That's so good. And by the way, I did want to mention that I saw more boas that night at your show than I've seen in a really long time. Boas and long gloves. I loved it.
Yep.
Do women, if they're doing it for their own partner, whether they're in a hetero or a gay, same-sex relationship, Do you encourage them to take on a persona also? Like, should they have their stripper name?
Well, we do work on stage presence and personas because what happens is when a woman marries and bears children and stays in the same job for, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, she starts to develop a very syncopated lifestyle where everything is kind of the same and patterned. And by forcing her to sort of take on an alter ego, it almost helps these women kickstart what was lost a long time ago. So they feel almost a little bit more comfortable in the beginning adopting this alter ego that they can be until that ego feels a little bit more comfortable, like they're trying it on like a suit, and they realize that it is still part of them. Then that part of them starts to kind of come back out. So it's almost like I'm kind of tricking them into digging really deep by saying, I want you to develop a stage persona, even if you're not going to be on stage, even if you're enticing your lover in the bedroom, I want you to be this persona. But the other aspect to that is that, when somebody comes to our cabaret show, they want to be taken away. They don't want to think about work or what they have to do later. Those 3 hours that they come to a Romantasy cabaret show, we are supplying them with a fantasy. We want to take them away and give them something delightful and funny and energetic and sexy to think about. And it's our duty, if they're buying tickets to our show, it's our duty to entertain them and to supply them with that fantasy that they've paid for. So we definitely encourage some sort of persona. We also encourage the use of more vintage music selections as opposed to, Prince and Madonna and the more Lady Gaga. That's already so out there. What we're trying to do is bring back something that's been lost. And the same goes with the costumes. Anyone can go get a day glow bikini with a thong going up the crack of her butt with some 6-inch clear gel stilettos. But that's already out there. And what we want to do is we want, the adorable Mary Janes with the fishnets, with the over the elbow opera length gloves and the rich jewel tones and feathers and sequins and jewels and, the vintage victory roll hairstyles with the glamorous makeup, because it's not what we have right now. So that makes it fresh again.
Now I got a question about that, because I remember sitting there thinking, where do they get these outfits?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. The girls actually make their own costumes.
Oh.
Yeah, they do that themselves. We have frequent trips to some local fabric and remnants stores where we pick up all sorts of whatnots and doodads, and then a lot of times the girls will have like a gathering at their house where we drink wine and put our costuming pieces together and talk about burlesque and talk about sexuality and talk about boys and talk about heartbreak and all these things. So in addition to the performing, we've been very fortunate with both my belly dance group and my burlesque group that there's a lot of bonding that happens too.
Now, you mentioned the belly dance. I didn't bring that up because that, to me, that wasn't as exciting, but that, I don't know, I'm just not a belly dance fan, but I'm sorry everyone out there who's a belly dancer. I hope I don't lose all my listeners, because I'm not a belly dance fan.
Not everything for everyone.
Well, that's the thing. But I did notice in your belly dance group that you had some very ample-bodied women.
Yes.
Who actually were fabulous.
Yes.
Performers.
Yes.
And they had less skin showing.
Yes.
But they had these amazing costumes on.
Right.
And they just looked like they were the hottest, and also they looked like they were the most confident people on stage that I had ever seen, in that form. So my hat's off to you. I mean, it's amazing that.
Thank you.
Because I had forgotten about that, and then I remember, yeah, there was a belly dance group too.
Yep. And we also have, it's only fair to mention as part of Romantasy Cabaret, we do have males that perform with us, and they are just like kind of the glue that keeps us together. We have a hilarious gentleman, Tom Turf. He is a singer, and he doesn't consider himself a comic, but we all find him hilarious. And a lot of his songs that he sings are to do with sort of sex or sensuality. He's got one where he's talking about piercings in various locations on the body, and it's just it's a sexy riot is what it is. So, you know, we do also embody the funny part of sex, because sex isn't always serious.
But you don't have men, no, sex is not often so serious. That's such a great point. But you don't have men who actually strip with you as well.
We're looking for some.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, I'm so excited.
We've wanted to have some, we call it boylesque. We've wanted to have some boylesque added to our show. In fact, I've been hungry to have some drag personalities also. You know, we very much enjoy our gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, transsexual clientele as well. We love them. Right. We have such a varied audience that, because everybody loves sex and sexuality, so of course everyone's going to come out for us.
We're going to pause there for a minute. When we come back, we're going to delve a little bit more into that whole thing. Does everybody really love sex? I don't know about that. So it's a question. It's a question. But I think that they could really love sex, and you are adding to how they could. And they could get a lot happier about sex if they could feel okay in their bodies.
Yes.
That's the point. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to the Sex and Happiness Show with Lori Handlers. My guest today is Ms. Lucy Marles, who is the director of a cabaret called Romantasy Cabaret, where they do vaudeville and the old type of strip review, and also a belly dance crew and other things. She's just telling me so much today, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Many times you've heard my guests and me discuss emotional release techniques. Now you can do emotional release work in the privacy of your own home. In my CD, Shamanic Release in Lottie Han, I create a very, very safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work I'm known for in my Tantra courses. First, I set you up with the proper positioning and breathing, and then I guide you through emotional states to the beat of tribal African rhythms. Try this CD as an easy way to do your personal clearing work on a regular basis and watch your relationships walk free from emotional baggage. You can order my CD at butterflyworkshops.com for only $20. I believe you're worth it. I hope you do. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and get your copy now and walk free from emotional baggage.
You are listening to the Sex and Happiness Show, and I'm Lori Handlers, your host, and we're talking about the old style striptease and the drawing things out today and how that affects people and their appreciation for sex and their own sensuality. Want to just remind you that you can go to Life Wave for Pets and People on Facebook and find out how to deal with pain or how to deal with being unable to sleep. The body needs glutathione. The body needs a boost of energy, and the body can easily get these boosts from Life Wave patches, really small Band-Aid type patches that go along the lines of your acupuncture meridians and make your body produce the kinds of things that it needs to in order to go to sleep or in order to self-cleanse. They're amazing products. On Facebook, on the Life Wave for Pets and People page on Facebook, you can see Suzanne Summers' interview with David Schmidt. David Schmidt is the creator of these patches, and Suzanne Summers, the actress, is completely and totally a person who is for and in favor of these patches. They're amazing. You can call Valerie at 714-928-6399. To find out how you can order patches or consider becoming an independent LifeWave distributor. That's Valerie at 714-928-6399. LifeWave patches. LifeWave for pets and people. Try it. It's saving my life right now. I just want you to know that it's saving my life from a knee injury. I'm having amazing results with the LifeWave patches. Okay, we're back with Lucy Marles. And before we broke, we were talking about, first of all, she's in the market for a man, a boy, what'd you call it? A man.
How you phrase that.
She's in the market for a man who would strep, and he could be a boy, but he would have to be over 18, I imagine. You're in the market for someone who, and possibly somebody who's in, would be like even in a drag show, someone who, you know, there's a popular song right now called, I think it's called They Turn Me On, where some right now popular singer went to a drag show and got so turned on that she had to write a song about it. She felt that it shed the light on some of what might be her own darkness or what have you. So that, I just got reminded of that. We can let that go now. But so you're looking for people who you would actually teach as well, or people who have had some experience?
We're actually not actively searching, but we are definitely open to the idea of having gentlemen come and perform. My classes, I can teach men burlesque, definitely have some men strip teasing, and I'm open to both sort of that kind of sexy oiled up Chippendales kind of look. It's not my preference, but I know a lot of my female fans do appreciate that, as well as sort of the more kind of... what am I trying to say? The more boylesque, you know, boys entertaining for boys. I'm open to all of that. I'm open to anything. I mean, sky's the limit with what we do with this cabaret. I mean, if you think about what old cabaret was, there was a ton of drag in cabaret. There was a lot of, you know, gay boys that performed as women and vice versa. It's just very...
And then you had Al Jolson and you had, you had the Sammy Davis Jr.'s family, you know, there were all kinds of people who performed in those kinds of, cabarets.
Absolutely.
So this, the basis of this, though, I mean, in my basic interest is exactly what you've been getting at here, which is people feeling more comfortable in their skin, whoever they are, whatever their size, whatever their age. I mean, I've just taught a class this past weekend, and one of the women in the class, I overheard her saying that she wanted to get more comfortable with all of her jiggly parts.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I have a bunch of friends who I think, you know, and they're scattered all around the country, and some of them are in other countries. And, you know, where some of my friends and I are not the youngest spring chickens on the market. We all look good, though, because we've all really kept good care of ourselves. I think we should all storm your school. And, and I want to invite my friends to Phoenix, you know, to spend a long time. But I'd like to know that you can travel. I think this is so critical that women and men and everybody feel great about not only being in their own skin and their own bodies, but also great about seeing skin and bodies that's not size zero.
Right.
And people who are anorexic and starving themselves.
Right. Yeah, you don't need to be, you know, at least 5'8". You don't need to be classically trained. You don't need to visit the tanning bed every day. You don't need to have implants. I mean, your body is the vessel that is bringing you through this life. It deserves all sorts of appreciation. And if you want to slap on some lipstick and some glitter and come and shake your tush and get some confidence, it doesn't matter what your size is. And, you know, going back to a question you asked earlier about how long does it take to get on stage?
Yeah, I want to know that.
Prepared to perform. You know, the easy answer is that it really does vary from person to person. The first course is 8 weeks long, and that's the introduction. And nobody is ready at that point, really, because there's not a whole lot of dance instruction that happens there. After that, if they stick with it, they tend to go on to some choreography classes. And in that, we teach them some actual dance moves, things like shimmies, bump and grinds, shoulder shimmies, shoulder rolls. We teach them how to work with their facial expressions, how to use the garments as a prop, things of that nature. And then what's great about my school is that in Va Va Voom, a lot of the students are offered, if they want it, they're offered opportunities to perform at some of our smaller promotional shows, because that sort of gives them the sense of accomplishment and the sense of pride that they really want to feel after doing the class. You know, so many classes that teach strip and pole and all these things, they say, okay, now go home and show that to your husband. Well, sometimes other people's adoration helps us feel very sexy as well. And so when these girls get to perform in some of our shows with my professional troupe, and they get to hear from the troupe and from our audience members how beautiful, and, oh, I love that you're so curvy. Oh, I love that you're so tall. Oh, I love that you're so short. I love that you're a little bit chunky. I like that your boobs are small like mine. It just helps them feel that it's okay to be exactly who they are and how they are. The other thing that helps a lot, you were talking about having these people feel okay in their body. It's what you have, and you need to get okay with that, because that's what you're going to, be grateful that you have this vessel that takes you through your life. But one of the things that helps with these ladies is, first of all, they feel better once they do it. And it's such an encouraging group of people that we come across in both the belly dance and the burlesque worlds. These women are not catty and clawing each other's eyes out like you might find in modeling or acting or some other professional dance groups or schools. These women are all caring for each other, and it's been really wonderful for me to see all these friendships that are developing, because women a lot of times have trouble with other women.
Oh, this is an understatement. This whole thing about women trouble with other women. I just need to ask you something. How long has this been going on? How long have you been doing this?
I started studying and researching back in probably 2005. I started belly dancing in 99. I started professionally dancing in 2002. I started teaching belly dance in 2004. And then right around 2005, 2006, I started wanting to run away with the circus. So I started studying that, and that pulled me into the burlesque. And then I started learning some burlesque from some national people and some local people. Princess Farhana, she's a belly dancer who does crossover to burlesque. We're actually bringing her to Phoenix in August for a burlesque workshop weekend. She was one of my early teachers, and I absolutely adore her. And I just continued learning via classes, seminars, traveling, videos.
And how many of these, there can't be too many. There can't be too many burlesque teachers in
Oh my gosh, it's huge. You have no idea.
Really?
Oh my gosh, it's grand. And in fact, for your listeners who aren't in Arizona, I would like to recommend, there's sort of a documentary. It's called A Wink and a Smile. And that really chronicles several women as they go through burlesque learning. And it shows them in various states of dress and undress, confidence and lack of confidence, tears and joy. And I love it because it's really similar to what a lot of my girls go through when they come through Ms. Lucy's School for Wayward Girls.
It sounds wonderful.
Attend the Bob Up program. Yep.
So we're kind of at the top of the hour now. So I just want to give people a chance. First of all, I want to say that I was right about you and I was right about this, you know, as something that it's distinct and very, very different from how young people and how people are looking at sex in an entertainment kind of a field today, and how different it is. This really is much more, according to my opinion, something that can help people rather than what you said, women not getting along with each other, women not feeling, they don't get along with each other because they don't feel comfortable in their own body, in their own skin. They're always pitted against each other. So
they're competing.
This is another way and a fun and healthy way to get back in your body, get yourself feeling great about yourself, and learn something along the way, like keep yourself great, keep yourself pretty, keep yourself wonderful along the way. So you've just been listening to us. This is Ms. Lucy Marles. You can find out more about her at romanticycabaret.com. That's romantasy cabaret.com. And I'm telling you to come to Phoenix and see one of her shows. And I'm going to be telling a lot of people to to get in touch with you and have you visit them.
Is it okay if I mention the upcoming show dates?
Sure.
Our upcoming show is on April 30th in Tempe, and then we take a small summer break. We're going to be doing some video shooting and some photo shoots, and then we have a show coming up on my birthday, August 27th, as well as a show on October 22nd, and we are looking to have another New Year's Eve fest because it was such a success this past year.
Thank you. Thanks for letting us know about that. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
It's been my pleasure.
It was my pleasure as well. And everyone, next time, tune in to Sex and Happiness when I'll be talking more about men and romance and other wonderful, wonderful topics relating to your sex and happiness. This is Laurie Handler signing off. I'll be with you next time. Okay, I think he's going to take us off in about 1 minute.
Okay.
So thank you so much. That was a great interview. It was
wonderful. Oh, great. Yeah.
Yeah, it was wonderful. You did exactly what I wanted you to do, and you do it anyway. I mean, it's exactly what I saw. I saw more than a show. I saw a whole education and a whole cathartic way for people to come back into their bodies. So thank you so much.
Are you going to be able to make it out to the show? You know, I have a little guest spot for you there in the audience if you want.
When is it?
April 30th.
Oh, I may. I was going to be away, but I don't know if I'm going to be away now.
We'd love to have you.
All right. I'll email you and get the details and stuff.
Okay.
I'd love to come. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for asking me.
Okay, you're welcome. Anytime. I love it. It was great. Thank you.
When would I be able to hear this air?
It'll be on next week. I will email you and I will go to those places on Facebook and put it up there so that and then you can share it.
You can share, for sure.
And then it'll go to all the rest of yours.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Been a pleasure.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to know.